Bloomington residents could see a 73% increase in monthly sewer bills, and stormwater sewer bills could rise by half over 5 years. That's in a staff proposal to the City Council. Joining us after last night's council meeting is Alderman and Mayor Pro Tem Karen Schmidt to talk about what is the case for this, Karen?
Well, we are at a situation here where we don't have really more than maintenance money in our sanitary sewer fund, and really $0 for capital improvements in our stormwater fund. We've grappled with this idea over a number of years, and as we've built our capital improvement program, this has become a key part of that. So we're trying to put the numbers around that and see how much we can get done and how quickly we can get it done.
The increases would be nearly 12% annually in sewer rates, consumption fees, and more than 8% in stormwater fees. Why bundle it that way over 3 to 5 years? Why not just go all at once?
Well, we talked about that last night, and I think we'll be seeing some different models, options out of our finance department and public works. We talked quite a bit about we can't do resurfacing, significant resurfacing on streets that really need it when we know that underneath those streets there's work that needs to be done. So to do this in a responsible way and to get the biggest bang for the buck, we want to look at what will happen if we ramp this up and do this more quickly in, say, 2 to 3 years, or whether we look at it at maybe, you know, reaching a pinnacle in about 8 years and really getting done in 20 years. Which is a very long time out.
Isn't it a trifle unfair to stick today's ratepayers with all of that, though?
Well, I'm sure that there's people who would make that argument, you know, we just need to do the very best we can at this point in time. This is where we are. I know that since our city manager, David Hales, has been at the helm, we've significantly changed the way that we subsidize new development, which has taken dollars away from taking care of our infrastructure and our historic core. And that's been disadvantageous. So I'm very grateful that he's kind of turned that philosophy around, and we're slowly able to address more of our needs. Public Works has also been doing a lot of exceptional work in looking at new kinds of technology like sewer lining and that kind of thing, which has saved us quite a bit of money. So we're able to get more bang for the buck, but we know that we have, you know, years and years, decades of neglected underground infrastructure.
Is that an indictment of previous councils, administration, mayoral administrations, and city managers?
I think that this is the sort of thing that has not been on the radar in the past few decades, and you know, I really couldn't speak to the kinds of decisions that were made in the past. I just know that sitting in front of us is one that we need to make, and we need to make it, you know, to improve our community.
How fast is it possible to go with available workforce and motorist needs? Some streets would be torn up for this, obviously, and that would disrupt traffic. You've got to be careful as to how much you tear up all at once. Right. How fast is it possible to go?
I don't think we have a specific mile per year kind of thing. I was struck by something that Mr. Karch said last night about downtown, where they have done 370 feet of sewer replacement and repair in the downtown. And I think many of us who are downtown know that, you know, that took a little while. They still have 8,300 feet to go. And so that gives you an idea that, you know, it could be a few years of very intensive work, particularly in our older parts.
What is your sense of how fast the council does want to move after last night's discussion?
Oh, I think we recognize that this is a primary need. This is something that Mayor Renner has talked about a lot, and we hear a lot from our residents. They want good infrastructure. It all comes from the ground on up. And many of the other things that we want to do in this community, including economic development, you know, rest on what's, you know, our streets and what's underneath our streets. So I think this is very high priority for us.
Is this a pay-as-you-go situation, or would the city bond and then dedicate these increased revenues to that bond?
I would suspect or expect that we would see a good conversation about doing a bond that would enable us not just to do this, but maybe increase the spending for road resurfacing and some other infrastructure needs, sidewalks, that kind of thing.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're with Mayor Pro Tem Karen Schmidt of the City of Bloomington, longtime alderman. Also on the council's discussion agenda is a so-called Catalyst Project at the site of the Market Street parking garage, a potential new library and Connect Transit Transfer Center. What is your sense of the council's position on that, given that there had been previously a council consensus, largely, on keeping the library where it is?
Well, this is a conversation that came out of some brainstorming with the Downtown Task Force. Of course, what they're doing is to go through, in a detailed way, through our downtown strategy and begin to prioritize the things that will enable us to move ahead most energetically, I think, in the downtown. The idea of it moving to the Market Street garage, I think, caught some people by surprise, many people by surprise. We did have a joint Bloomington Public Library board meeting, city council meeting to discuss this, and in our straw poll, we had strong majority consensus among the council to keep the library at its current location. A lot of that has to do with the vision that I think we've heard Mayor Renner lay out over the past few years about, well, we bought the Sugar Creek packing plant, for example. There's been some conversation about a children's library that might be separate but connected to an enlarged main library. There's a detention basin that would need to be built that would provide some, you know, more of a park-like setting. And of course, moving the Public Works garage and that whole area has been an ongoing project for city staff. So I think having come to that agreement, in the library board, then going and having an additional meeting and vote to create plans to keep the library at its current location and expand on, I think it caught some people by surprise. There's some interesting synergies that came out of that conversation, thinking about Connect Transit. And, I know that they're very keen to have a transfer station in downtown Bloomington, and that would be certainly an asset for us. I think it was proposed last evening that if we're going to take this change in direction, that we probably need to get the council and the library board back together again, because the library board needs to be able to really put some firm plans in place and begin to talk about how they're going to finance their own enhancement to the building.
Is that the right place for a library? It's downhill a little bit from the rest of downtown. Kids are not going to want to walk uphill to a whole lot to the
I'm not so
to the museum
to
or,
that.
Okay. No, you the bicyclist would not be.
Speaking as a mom, I'd be saying, come on, it's a couple blocks. I think, we create our own pathways and our own connections, and I think we've really gotten behind the idea that we want to enhance that section that's south of Olive Street. It's one of the major corridors coming into our downtown, and this seemed like a real opportunity to do that.
Is there anything else around there, though, to build on? That's a relatively bereft area.
Well, that's exactly right, and I think I have to say, as a librarian, that I'm absolutely delighted that people talk about the library as a catalyst project, and I completely 100% agree on that. And I think that it can be a catalyst right where it is. That's my personal opinion about it. And I think, Austin Grammer pointed out a year or so ago how many people come into the library and the opportunities that kind of visibility and that kind of foot traffic can spur, you know, other kinds of development. So, you know, I think there's a lot to say for it expanding in its present location. That being said, I certainly appreciate the fact that the Market Street Garage is, we're continuing to, you know, to work to keep it in its best possible shape. And that is a key piece of parking for downtown. So, you know, we certainly don't want to lose sight of that and how important that can be.
So are you committed one way or the other, present location or new?
Are you asking me personally?
Yes, as an alderman.
Well, I've already said that I'd like to keep it at its present location and expand on that, as did seven other aldermen, six aldermen and the mayor. So for me, I think we've made the decision, but if there's enough interest in having another conversation, I think we should have that with the library board and do it soon.
Here is another question, too. Is there really another need for a public marker in downtown? There's the BCPA, there's the Coliseum. These had been a hoped-for catalyst for a public-private partnership that would emerge from those two signposts that the city is committed to the downtown. How many more public indicators of support for the downtown would be necessary?
I'm not looking at the library through that.
I'm talking about a new site for the library, rather.
The library needs to expand. Let's take the location out of it. The library is bursting at the seams with people and with books and movies and computer technology, you name it. I think you could argue about that location, and I think that's why the Downtown Task Force, you know, got sort of involved in this, because they were thinking about it in different ways. I don't think about this in probably the same way that I would think about the Coliseum.
So you've said that, quite correctly, that there's been a public expression by seven aldermen and you about the present location of the library. And if there is to be a further conversation, it needs to happen soon. Well, is there a need for it in your view? And how should it be either fostered as a conversation or put to bed relatively quickly?
Is there a need for what?
A conversation about this proposed catalyst
project.
Well,
I think if the Downtown Task Force, you know, really has, are excited about this and would like there to be some further consideration about moving the library to a new location, then they deserve the airing and, you know, they deserve a hearing. So, you know, I'd certainly be open to that. I don't think anybody gets anywhere by having a closed mind.
What are they going to have to prove or proffer, rather, to change minds on this?
I don't know. I think that they would have to show a lot of synergies that maybe we haven't considered. And we would also have to reconsider our plans for what we were thinking about from Olive Street on south to Oakland MacArthur.